Time now to talk a little bit of NBA with Adrian Bourke. Good morning, Borky.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. The All-Star weekend.
Yeah, one of the in different times of the year. I'm not a massive fan of the All-Star weekend, but one of the competitions that I do love within that weekend is the three-point shootout. I mean, these days, all the NBA players are doing is hitting the three, so we've got a big range of guys competing against each other, and the Curry boys are actually going toe-to-toe. Seth and Steph are competing against each other, which should bring a bit of brotherly love out.
What about the old dunk competition, the slam dunk competition? Remember Spud Webb?
Yeah,
he was like 4 foot two, right? 4 foot two against all these giants, and he came out and he actually won the slam dunk competition.
Yeah, he was really impressive. Then you had like Nate Robinson, who was like just as small as well. He got upstairs and threw down some monster dunks. I think today it's just so hard. There's nothing new that they can do. I mean, they bring out cars and they bring out trampolines and whatever else. There's nothing more. I mean, back in the day when Vince Carter was a highlight reel, and that was exciting because we'd never seen any of it before. But I mean, more and more these days, it's not too exciting.
No, but I've got to say it's exciting for the Aussies because Ben Simmons is the first ever Australian to be involved in the All-Stars weekend. Now, that's a massive achievement because he's a superstar, but we've had some really good Aussies, championship winners there at the NBA.
Yeah, we have. And I mean, Ben, like Gazy and I think Shane Hill, Chris Anstey, they all had a run there, Andrew Bogut. I mean, Ben Simmons is just an absolute superstar and he deserves this. I mean, last year he probably just missed out. This year he gets his chance, and it was nice to see LeBron wanting to have him on his team as well during the draft and traded him across. So he's going to have an incredible game. I'm sure he'll get lots of touches. He might even try and hit that three that he's been trying so hard to do. So he put one up the other day. We put up $34 for Ben Simmons to hit a three each game that he's in, and it rimmed out. So the punters were unlucky there.
What about today? Golden State Warriors are taking on Portland. Who do you like in that one?
Yeah, I mean, Portland are going to have they've dropped their last couple. I mean, they lost to Dallas, which is a really, really strange loss. Got beat by Oklahoma, which was an incredible game. And today, so I mean, three losses for them at this stage of the season could be disastrous. So I'm looking for a big game from them at home. DeMarcus Cousins isn't playing for Golden State, so they're going to be very vulnerable inside, and Jokic Nurkic should have a field day. So this is going to be an absolute cracking game. It's a late fixture. The punters will be ready for this one.
What about your special?
Yeah, big sports breakfast special. I'm putting up Steph Curry and Damian Lillard to hit 10-plus threes at $3.50. Now, 10 threes seems like a lot of threes, but these guys have been putting up monstrous numbers. I mean, Steph's been putting up 14, 11, 12 threes in his last few games. Damian Lillard's been quite the same. So, I mean, we're going to get probably 20-plus threes put up by these guys. So we're just hoping they hit it at a nice clip.
All right, so we go to today's specials there on the app, and then we can find that one.
Yeah, and my value play today, we're going for three in a row. So last week, Giannis had we backed him 35-plus and win at $3.50, and he had 43 points, and they won by 15. So this week, we're taking Nikola Jokic to have a triple-double at $3.20 versus Sacramento. This guy is red hot. He's had three triple-doubles in his last five games. He has a matchup today that reeks of him to have one. So I'm all over this, $3.20.
Okay, so go to today's specials there and you see the $3.20 as good value. Good on you, Borky.
Thanks, fellas.